Visiting today with Marion County Assistant Attorney Ross Gibson here for our Public Safety Week Special Edition News Magazine. Ross, thanks for taking the time to visit with me today. Let's just start off our conversation a little bit, talking about kind of your background a little bit and kind of what led you to this point and your background in law and practicing all that.
I've been here just shy of 9 years. I started in spring of 2016. Prior to that, I'd been in private practice on my own, primarily with an office in Polk County in Urbandale. I did criminal defense then, along with other private pay type matters, family law, custody things, but criminal defense was probably what I did most of, followed by some juvenile law, whether it was delinquencies or representing parents in child in need of assistance cases. And then just kind of wanted a change, wanted something new, and I wasn't necessarily married into being the side of defense work or prosecution. Some people know they want to go prosecutor path or go, criminal defense. I was kind of open-minded coming out of law school. I went that route to start and then wanted to change of pace, applied here at the Marion County Attorney's Office. Just about 9 years ago, exactly. I think I interviewed in, February or so, was offered the job and started March part-time, and then full-time April. I had my own practice to kind of shut down, so that's why there was a little bit of a part-time, just a month there while I did that piece.
Was there much of an adjustment period between, going completely from the defense side of things to now being on the state side, the prosecution side?
You certainly see it from a different perspective, but I thought it was a fairly smooth transition, at least on the criminal side of it. We also do civil support here for county offices, so that was definitely new because I've had a hand in doing some of the civil support here since I started. But the criminal part was, I shouldn't say seamless, because it's still different being on the side versus criminal defense, but you're used to the procedure. I was familiar with this office because I practice down here. I was familiar with a lot of the judges here. So that helped definitely make it a pretty smooth transition. But then it's different. I think my experience as a criminal defense attorney has certainly helped me be a better prosecutor just because I had already seen it from that side. And then once I was a prosecutor, I saw things that I probably wish I had known as a defense attorney, just seeing how other defense attorneys do it. But on the criminal side, it was definitely beneficial to have that defense side. And it was an adjustment period, but it wasn't too bad just because I'd already been working criminal cases for 7 or 8 years before coming here.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about, I've of course seen you in the courtroom here prosecuting cases, but kind of what else does your role consist of as Marion County Assistant Attorney that maybe people listening don't always know about?
Yeah, we're visible when we're in the courtroom most of the, that's when we're most visible, generally speaking. But if you look at Board of Supervisors meetings, County Attorney Jared Harmon is present at a lot of those because questions can come up from Board of Supervisors or other people that are have an interest in what's going on in those meetings. And so then there's civil support for other offices, treasurer, assessor, zoning, auditor. They can all come to us with questions sometimes when there's legal implications and asking for an opinion. So that's a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that you don't see. And then on the criminal side with investigations with law enforcement, we're in communication with law enforcement a lot of times when there's a longer type investigation, your OWIs, your assaults, law enforcement just will often appear on scene and they make an arrest and a charge without ever consulting us on those types of offenses. But if you have a more involved sex assault investigation or something of that nature, we're often in quite a bit of communication with law enforcement as far as want to be on the same page, want to do things right, and so we have the best case to prosecute if it comes to that and we have a charge. So that's a behind the scenes thing that the public probably doesn't see. Search warrant review, when law enforcement drafts search warrants, we're reviewing them in our office a lot of times and then saying, yep, go ahead, go take it to a judge to get signed, or if we think there needs to be more in there, and we're working with law enforcement to do that. And I guess that kind of ties into safety, having that nice communication with law enforcement. That's part of what we do here that some people might not always be readily aware of.
And talking about the public safety side of things, you know, when you are prosecuting cases, of course, there are some unfortunately nasty cases that you have to deal with. And part of your job is to make sure that people who need to be in prison are there for the safety of people in Marion County. You know, what do you kind of see as your role in all of that and making sure that, you know, people serve consequences that need to be served, but also the citizens of Marion County are protected?
And that's a balance that you need to strike. As you said, some people are really bad characters and prison's a good spot for those people. But most of the people we encounter aren't evil people. You know, their addiction, mental health, we see affecting people that lead them to be in the criminal justice system. Some people are just dealt, you know, not as good a hand in life as other people. So we need to recognize that if there's people that want to get help, see what we can do to get them help, whether it's mental health, substance abuse. But prison is there for a reason, for people that, you know, repeatedly put other people in harm's way. And then some of the really nasty people, those sex offenders, people that are, you know, extremely violent. Prison is where they, you know, should probably end up, and sometimes for a good period of time too. But try to get people to help if they want help and they're able to be helped. And then, you know, figure out who the people are that we can't, and that we just ultimately need to have, try to get them to prison and keep people in Marion County safe from people that are going to reoffend, put, you know, vulnerable people in harm's way, especially our kids, you know, and sex offense types of stuff like that. That's the people that can't protect themselves sometimes, people that prey on those people, prison is probably where they need to end up.